This is the Cosplay for Christ podcast. I'm Jess, your host, and I'm here to encourage and strengthen Christians in the cosplay world, to speak truth in love, to embolden fellow believers, to live proudly, showing the love of Jesus Christ in their circles, and practical tips and tricks for my cosplayers out there. All right, come on, let's do this. Hey everybody, this is Jess from Cosplay for Christ. Hope you're all doing well. I know it's been a long time, it seems, since last I recorded something, the week before Halloween. Actually, it's been over a month. It's been kind of crazy over on my end of the world, but that's because all things holidays and family and school stuff has all just taken the lead in my life. And so anyway, I wanted to come back on here, give you a little update, what's been going on in my life, and tell you about the season we're in. We're entering into the Christmas season, and there's a lot of good that comes with that, a lot of stress that comes with that. And yeah, so when last time we checked in, we had Dr. Fox on talking about Halloween, and I hope you all enjoyed that. That was such a good conversation, and I have to confess something to y'all. I had questions that had my opinion stated in it. Like, I had an opinion on the whole Halloween thing, and I was wanting Dr. Fox to say the thing that I wanted him to say. But you know what's good about God and people who are let God lead them in their speech is that he didn't say what I wanted him to say. And that was good because it made an opportunity for me to think differently than how I was thinking. And it kind of changed my perspective on a few things about Halloween and how it is, how we celebrate it, do we celebrate it, all that stuff. So anyway, if you haven't listened to that episode, I highly suggest you do. It was great. It was so good having Dr. Fox on and having that conversation and just having, I love having the real conversation with him. That was really good. And I would love to have him back on and talk about other subjects. He's a very interesting person. Lots of fun going on in his life. And he did have a baby girl. She was actually born. His granddaughter was born a few days after we recorded the podcast, actually. So that was awesome. Like, congratulations to his son and daughter-in-law and himself and his wife. So anyway, how did we spend Halloween? I'll let you know. I took the girls to our church. They were having a October 31st party, and they all dressed up. I did not dress up. Feels weird. I think I will next year, but I did not dress up because I was just tired. We did leave a bowl of candy out and left our lights on, so we weren't the bah humbugs of the neighborhood. But we did just enjoy the church's party. They had lots of fun things for the girls. We came home with too much candy, and I might have eaten too much of it, and it started my downward spiral of eating all the things straight through the holiday season. I'm trying to put a kibosh on that today. My husband and I decided last night we're going to try to watch and track what we're eating. We'll see how that goes. Pray for me, because I need it. My self-control is like gone. I'm like, give me all the cookies. Thank you. So November was great. We hosted Thanksgiving this year with my family. It was really fun. We smoked a turkey. We baked a turkey. My sister made the most amazing stuffing. But I do have to say something that's very controversial. So in regards to Thanksgiving, and it's kind of a serious thing, so let me bring it back. There's something that I cannot stand, and I think it needs to be said. Yeah, it just needs to be said. If you are the family that makes the bread stuffing, you need to just throw that in the trash. Bread stuffing is the worst. It is disgusting. It is soggy bread that is seasoned a bunch. It's really salty, soggy bread. So if you could do the world a favor and stop with the stovetop stuffing, no one wants that. No one wants that. And you know why no one wants it? Because they haven't tried the superior stuffing, which is meat stuffing. Oh, meat stuffing. Y'all, if you have not had meat stuffing, you are missing out. My Italian grandmother had this recipe that has been passed to my mother, who has been passed to her daughters. And this is the stuffing we make. It is Italian sausage. It is ground beef. It is onions, pinoli nuts. It is rice, onions, garlic salt, pepper. And what else? Oh, and raisins that you soak. You have to soak the raisins. You let them soak so they can absorb some of the things. So they're kind of plump and juicy, but then chewy. Oh, it's so good. My sister made the stuffing this year. We sat in my kitchen 2 days before Thanksgiving just eating stuffing because you got to make it ahead of time because then it sits and then it's so good. And then you stuff in the bird. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. So if I've offended you with my opinion, I'm so sorry, but I'm not. Meat stuffing is superior, hands down. So, y'all, we got to take each other less serious, for real. Like, everyone needs to take a breath, calm down, and enjoy life just a little bit more than what we do. So anyway, Thanksgiving was great. We enjoyed it. And now we're coming up on the season of Christmas. And I'm just going to just say, there's that famous. I mean, most people know it. The Beatles made it famous in Ecclesiastes. That's the time for everything. A time to... Here, I'll read it to you. It's in Ecclesiastes 3. Ecclesiastes 3. For everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to harvest, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build up, a time to cry and a time to laugh, a time to grieve and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to turn away, a time to search and a time to quit searching, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be quiet and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. I mean, the gist of this passage is there's a season and a time for everything under the sun. And as we enter into, we've just been in the feasting and harvesting season. And now we're getting up to the time, maybe a time to keep and the time to throw away. Maybe it's time to throw away and then the time to keep. As I don't know if you all do this. We try to purge stuff before Christmas. I when the girls were smaller, and I still have a small one, it was a good time to start going through toys and things and to make room for the new that was coming in. But it's also a time to evaluate what you have and to be grateful for it. And more importantly, a time to share the blessing that God has given you with others. And if you have time this season to... if you know families who are in need, or if there is something that your church is putting on to help the local shelters or families or children in need, there's so many organizations that like help families during this season. And I'd encourage you to find one and give to it, because you're more blessed to give than to receive. And that's truly something that's... it's a real truth. We have so many times where I get way more enjoyment out of giving and blessing someone than I am to get my own gift. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love getting a cool gift. I love it. But there's something about giving someone joy through the gift of giving, or even the gift of less stress. Like a meal is taken care of, or that gift is, they don't have to buy that gift for their kid, or they don't have to make that car payment this month. Like, there's something that helps with the economy being what it is, with people, the inflation that is higher and things costing so much more money. Like, even like, you know, when you buying the food for the person behind you, like, it's just hard. It's been harder for people. And I've noticed being out and about, people's tensions are much higher than they used to be. And, you know, we do have to remember that a lot of it is spiritual. There's spiritual warfare going on all around us all the time. But to be aware that people might not be having a good day. And if you could be a blessing to someone each day, whether that's a smile, whether that's a actually, you know, giving them something or helping them, you know, providing a meal for someone, or even like helping someone decorate or helping someone clean their house. I don't know. There's things that you can do that don't cost money that will lift someone during the day. And I encourage you to find people to bless this holiday season. It shouldn't just be for Christmas, but it is nice to celebrate in that way. Not just being all about the gifts. If you celebrate Advent, Advent's great. If you celebrate Advent, it's like the refocusing on what this season is about sharing the love of Christ, and that, you know, our Savior was born, and that's what we celebrate. And it's a big deal. It's a really big deal that the Lord, the God of the universe, came down in human form through a virgin birth to live a perfect life so that he could die on a cross to save us from the separation that we've had with God through sin. So just remember that. Remember that blessing. God has blessed you. God blesses you to be a blessing. And just remember that humility. You are not any more important than anyone else. We are equally important to each other and in God's eyes. And just remember that we, when we represent Christ well, he's glorified. And that's worth a lot. God's being glorified is kind of the main point of the whole thing. So be a blessing. So do that. Bless others. I am probably going to do some kind of, like, I've been thinking about doing some kind of giveaway or some kind of, I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet, but I better figure out quick because, yeah, Christmas is in like 3 weeks. So I'm probably going to do some kind of giveaway. I gave away the Boba Fett Fennec Shand Funko Pop set last year. And I might do something like that this year, or something better, maybe something via digital, so it's instantly in their email or something like that. I don't know. Y'all help me with ideas of what I should give away. But other than that, I'm sure I'll be on here before Christmas, but I love y'all. I hope this was encouraging to you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Yeah, all the things. Y'all take care. Don't get too stressed. Be a blessing to others. Go smile. Smile at people. Hold doors for people. Be polite. Have patience with people. All those things. Just, you know, remember the time. It's the time for joy. This is the season, the time for joy, to dance, or a season for dancing leading up to Christmas. So let's be in that season of joy and cheer and spread it to others. All right. Well, y'all take care. Be blessed, know who you are in Christ, and take ground for the kingdom.